The Revision Chapter. The Warning of Angelique.
The sun shines on the Republic of Horrifica. People celebrate the results of the election.
This isn't fair. Booker is a child. He can't win this election. Horrifica is my island.
He won. He is our president now.
Despota looks very angry. He runs near Bookie and holds him. But suddenly he falls down. There is something wrong with his legs.
What's the matter with you, Mr. Despota? Your legs look strange.
I don't know. Doctor! Doctor! What's happening to me?
Doctors go near Despota. They examine him, but they can't understand the problem. Arda goes near him, too. He sees his legs. They look very strange.
Oh, I know what's happening to him. This is the curse of Angelique.
The curse of Angelique?
You gave lots of gold to people. Where did you find those gold coins?
Well, I was on a ship to Horrifica. When I looked into the water, I saw an underwater city there. I stopped the ship. I dived and found those gold coins in an underwater palace.
Sea boys laugh.
What is happening? Why are you laughing?
That's Angelic's gold. You stole it. And you're cursed. Your legs are changing now.
My legs are changing?
Yes. You are becoming a sea boy. Half man, half fish.
What? This is crazy. My legs. Where are my legs? What is this?
It's a fish tail. I think you should go to the ocean now.
Ocean? Why?
Sea boys can't breathe out of the water.
No! The water is dirty. What will I do under the water?
You can count the gold coins there. Isn't it your favourite activity?
Don't worry, the factory doesn't pour its waste into the ocean anymore. There isn't a risk of a dirty wave.
Casta, Drew and Harpy carry Despota to the ocean. Despota cries and swims around the island. A shark follows him in the water.
Ha ha, don't worry. It's Shasha. It doesn't bite.
Actually, it bites. Oh, Shasha, stop. Be a good boy, or I will tell Angelic about it. We are coming back to the underwater city.
Really? Are you going back to the underwater city?
We solved the water pollution problem. Bookie can take care of this place. We can go back to the underwater city. It's our home.
I miss fish sausages so much.
Me too.
But counting the gold coins is awful.
We were in the underwater city because we were cursed. It was our punishment. This time, we want to go there because it's our home. We are free now. We can have a better life there. Would you like to come with us?
Oh no, I should go back to Magnific. I miss my family, my teachers and my friends. Also, I hate fish sausages.
I want to see Magnific too. Let me take you to Magnific then. Later, I can go back to the underwater city alone.
Really? That's great. What about the other sea boys?
We can't join you. We should take Despota to the underwater city. Shasha may bite him.
How do you go to the underwater city? You don't have fish tails now.
But we have scuba diving equipment. When we go there, Angelic can turn us into sea boys again.
Good idea.
Arda hugs and says goodbye to the other sea boys. Then they leave. Bookie points at a ship.
Your ship is waiting for you, Arda. You helped us a lot. Thank you very much.
Bookie hugs Fisher and Arda. They walk to the ship. At that moment, Arda sees something. Workers are changing the sign at the port. Bookie smiles.
Our island needed a new name, and I changed it.
Arda and Fisher read the sign, and they smile too. On this lovely day, Arda and Fisher's ship sails to the island of Magnific. They arrive at the port and get off the ship.
Arda!
Ms. Brown runs to the ship. She hugs Arda and cries with happiness.
Oh, you are fine. We were so worried. Where were you? Tell me everything.
I'm fine, Miss Brown. Don't worry. I'm back. I should call my parents.
Sure, I can call them. They are in Turkey, but they can come tomorrow.
Great. I miss them so much.
Who is your friend?
He is Fisher. He is, well, that's a long story. Can we go in? I miss my friends too. I want to see them.
Of course. You can go in, but your classmates aren't here.
Where are they?
It's summer holiday. They are at home in their countries.
Oh, schools are closed now?
Yes, and I have bad news for you. I'm sorry, but you failed the sixth grade.
No, it isn't fair. I was ill. I had a fishtail. That's an illness, right?
We have rules, Arda. It doesn't say students with fishtails can pass. You weren't here, so you didn't learn anything. You can't pass. You must be in sixth grade again next year.
Please, Miss Brown, there must be a way.
Maybe we can give you an exam of this year's topics.
Great. I want to have that exam.
Below are the exam questions. There are 10 parts and 50 questions in total. Arda must take minimum 40 points. Can Arda pass it? Let's see.
How many minutes do I have?
It's 3:15 now. You must finish it at 4:10. Good luck.
Thank you.
Arda looks at the first part. Tell him the time. It's easy, he thinks.
A. Write the correct time.
Arda looks at the next part and remembers the breakfast habits of the sea boys in the underwater city. Fish sausages, he thinks. I don't like them. Later, he starts answering the questions.
B. Is it nutritious food, NF, or junk food, JF? Tick.
Part C is easier than part B, Arda thinks. I know making comparisons.
C. Compare and make sentences.
Arda looks at the next part and remembers Angelic's magic stick. Oh, it was awful, he thinks. Later, he starts writing the answers.
D. Look at the weather table and write answers to the questions below for each city.
Arda looks at the next part, and he remembers the fun fair in Horrifica. He smiles. Then he remembers their video at the fun fair. His face turns red. Ms. Brown sees that.
Are you okay, Arda? You aren't turning into a fish again, right?
I'm fine. Don't worry.
Later, he continues answering the questions.
E. Match the pictures with the words, phrases.
Arda looks at the next part, and he remembers his job interview with Despota. Occupations! It's easy! I can do it, he says to himself.
F. Write their occupations in the blanks.
Did you call my parents, Miss Brown?
Yes, I did. They are coming. They are very excited.
I'm very excited too.
Later, he continues answering the questions.
G. Fill in the blanks with the correct forms of the words in brackets.
When Arda sees the next part, he remembers his bookworm friend, Bookie. and he smiles.
H. What type of books are they? Write.
Arda looks at the next part and he remembers the dirty wave. Pollution destroys our planet, he thinks. We should stop it.
I. Match the environmental problems with their solutions.
Arda looks at the next part and he remembers Bookie once again. I didn't win the class president elections 3 years ago, but Bookie won the elections on his island yesterday. Maybe I can be the class president next year, he thinks. Then he looks at the exam paper. Oh, I must pass this exam first.
J. Here are the candidates of class presidency elections. Look at the poll results below and answer the questions. The exam questions are finished. Now, check your answers in the exam and find your score. Is it over 40? Good job! Arda passes the exam and you win. Is it below 40? Work on your mistakes and continue after that.
Arda gets out of the classroom. Fisher is there.
I did it. I passed the exam.
At that moment, he sees his mother and father behind Fisher. He can't say anything. He just starts crying.
Mom, Dad, I miss you so much.
He runs and hugs them. His parents start crying too. They hug each other for a long, long time.
Last year, you stole a cursed treasure, and this year, you had a fishtail. What are your plans for next year? Adventures with aliens?
I want to be a good boy, Dad. I won't cause any more trouble. I promise.
His dad hugs him again, but he doesn't believe the troubles are all over. The sun is setting, and it's getting dark. Fisher and Arda are at the beach of Magnific. Other sea boys and Angelic are there too.
Look at my fishtail! It's longer than before!
My fishtail was orange, but now it is blue. I feel more handsome now.
What do you do at the underwater city? How is your life there?
We don't count gold coins anymore. We have a new job.
What is it?
Saving the ocean. Keeping the water clean. That's their new job. It's better than counting gold coins.
That's great!
At that moment, Despota's head appears on the water.
You are all happy, but I'm not. I collect garbage from the ocean every day, and I recycle it. Do you know how much garbage there is in the ocean? My job never ends. People shouldn't throw their garbage and waste into the ocean. Why do they do that?
Suddenly, he sees a plastic bag under the water and shouts.
Look! Here is another one!
He dives to pick the garbage. Arda and the sea boys watch him and they laugh.
It's getting dark. It's time to go back to the underwater city, sea boys.
I think I should go to the underwater city with them, Arda. Thank you very much for everything.
Suddenly, they hear a strange noise. It comes from the sky. Angelic looks up. Her face becomes red, and she looks terrified.
That's enigmatic! We must escape!
Arda doesn't understand anything. He sees a flying object in the sky. It looks different. It's round.
What's happening?
Enigmatic is coming! This is a big danger. It can be the end of the world! You must be careful, Arda!
Suddenly, a light falls on the ocean. Angelic is terrified. She screams and dives into the water. The sea boys follow her. They disappear in the water. Arda stands there all alone. He looks up. The flying object gets closer and closer. What kind of plane is this? He thinks. Under the shiny lights of the ship, a scary figure appears.